Smelling of Roses by Simon Brett, Episode 6, A Good Cause.
And Afghanistan really is a terribly important cause.
Yes, I can see that, Lady Helen.
Under the Taliban regime, many highly qualified women are not being allowed to work, and I think it's terribly important that funds should be raised to help them.
I agree.
After all, Rosie, charity does begin at home.
Yes. You don't actually live in Afghanistan, do you, Lady Helen?
Good heavens, no. Ah, I see what you mean. No, I meant the charity event I'm talking about should take place at our home, where Georgia and I live, Brinksome Manor.
That's very generous of you, Lady Helen, and of your husband.
George is a brick about things like this. Very cooperative. I mean, he doesn't actually know about this one yet, but he'll be very cooperative. Or I'll want to know the reason why.
Ah. So, what kind of event were you planning?
Big spectacular on the South Lawn. Military band, fireworks, you know, a concert for people who don't like music.
I agree. Military bands always kill music stone dead for me, too.
I meant the fireworks for...
Oh, I'm sorry. And what kind of music did you have in mind?
Classical, obviously. Famous bits. Bits people recognise. None of it going on too long, you know.
Like Classic FM.
Exactly.
And what's the group who's organising it?
Achoo.
Bless you.
No, that's its name. An acronym for the Association for the Conservation of Health and Education for the World's Women.
I'm afraid I haven't heard of it.
No, you wouldn't. I've only just started it. With some local women. Actually, they were the rump of the Association of Wives. Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with the Association of Wives, not with its rump.
No. Anyway, I thought they were all a bit insular, particularly in their fundraising. Last year, they organised an auction of promises in aid of some local charity and only raised £199. Biggest prize was a dinner for two in the local pub. Quickest way to amoebic dysentery, I know. So I just thought someone needed to bring in a bit of professionalism into their fundraising.
Do you have professional experience of event management, Lady Helen?
I've organised lots of things with Labradors. And Georgie always says that for someone who can make a bloody-minded puppy come to heel, organising the Gulf War would be a breeze.
Does he? Sounds a fascinating man.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, I do have a lot of energy that needs channelling now he's around the house more.
Oh?
Georgie's been at a terrible loose end since he hasn't had the House of Lords to go to. New Labour, just so thoughtless over that. Typical. No, the House of Lords did a lot of good for this country. I don't know if any of it was any use politically, but it certainly kept Georgie out from under my feet. He's much more trouble than the dogs, you know. If only I could keep him quiet with a brisk walk and a bowl of Winlot.
So you were recommended to come and see me, were you, Lady Helen?
That's right. Chum of mine, Hattie, you know as Lady Fenchurch, said that you and your company...
Oh, in any event.
That's right. Anyway, she said you'd done a wonderful job on her daughter Chantelle's 18th.
Oh, I remember that fancy dress. Icons of the 20th century. Lady Fenchurch made a wonderful Cynthia Payne.
Yes. Well, breeding will out. Anyway, Patty said you're a real treasure.
How sweet of her.
And I thought I'd give you the opportunity to help out for this firework extravaganza at Brinksome Manor.
Well, that's very generous of you, Lady Helen. Well, I'll certainly think about it. And then, of course, we'd have to discuss a fee.
You expect to be paid?
Oh, it makes me so cross, the way people expect to get something for nothing.
So, what did that Lady Helen Toffynose want, then?
She wanted me, Tess, to advise her on, and no doubt end up running, totally unpaid, a charity fireworks concert at Brinksome Manor.
They're lucky to get that place. Lord and Lady Tookley never let anyone in.
Lady Helen Toffynose is Lady Tookley, so that may help.
Ooh.
And is Lord Tookley happy?
Having met his wife, I very much doubt it.
What charity is the concert for?
Women's health and education worldwide.
That's good.
But particularly for women whose lives have been ruined by the Taliban.
Poor creatures. Thank goodness I've never caught that.
It's not a disease, Tess. It's a political system in Afghanistan.
Oh.
and helping those women is a very good cause. One which I might quite possibly support as an individual, but not one to which I would give the services of in any event free. I wouldn't give the services of in any event free to anyone.
It's very gratifying for me to hear you talk like that, Rosie. Clearly, you've listened to what I've been saying.
I haven't listened to anything you've been saying, Bob. I've worked it out for myself. It's a matter of economic survival. Anyway, good luck to Lady Tookley. May she raise lots of money for her women in Afghanistan.
Oh, dear, though. She'd do much better if it was an animal charity.
Oh, yes. Depressed donkeys in Sussex, and she'd be raking it in. Anyway, her problem, not ours. Is Kate around?
She went to Heathrow to fetch Joe.
Oh, yes. So she did.
What's the matter, Rosie?
I'd almost forgotten it was today Joe was coming back from the States. A few months ago, I'd have been going to collect her and...
Kate is her mother.
Yes, yes. Have we had a cheque yet from that man whose science fiction conference we organised?
No. I talked to the office.
And what excuse did they give this time?
He's been abducted by aliens.
And it was so fantastic to see New York. And I'm glad I fixed to stay the extra week after Dick had gone.
So how was it with Dick?
It was fine. We got on okay.
No, I meant, how was it with Dick?
I know exactly what you meant, Kate. He behaved like a perfect gentleman.
Oh, bad luck.
Why are you so cynical about men, Kate?
Maybe your father getting me pregnant at 16 and then doing a runner has something to do with it.
But you must have fallen in love since.
Nah, I don't do love. It's too risky. I'd rather take men for what I can get. That way I stay in control and not owing anything to anybody.
You owe quite a lot to Rosie at the moment, don't you?
Well, why else do you think I'm working for her? Do you think I'd stay around a cheesy little tin pot setup like in any event if I didn't owe Rosie money? There's so much that could be done with that company. Event management is going to be the big thing this century, and Rosie's still operating out of two crappy little rooms in Brighton.
You're getting quite interested in the company, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Of course, if you were trying to make the company expand, you would immediately hit one great obstacle to progress.
Ah, yes, Bob. No, if he'd been around at the time, he'd have put a stop to the development of the wheel. Can't have this, far too revolutionary.
I'm pooped.
I beg your pardon?
Georgie says he's never seen me so pooped.
Ah, so why are you so pooped at the moment, Lady Helen?
I've been whacking my ballet drawers off on a chew. Last night, Georgie said, Helen, my old dog.
Dog?
It's his pet name.
Ah.
Helen, enough's enough. I've never seen you so belly pooped. You've got the wagon rolling. Time to hand over the reins to someone else. So we're off to Barbados in the morning.
Very nice. Why are you telling me this?
Because you're taking over the running of my charity concert.
Lady Helen, I told you before, I have overheads. I can't work for nothing.
You'll be paid. That's all sorted out. You know, done a budget and everything. Band's going to cost 5,000, fireworks the same. You said your fee'd be 2,000.
That's a special low rate because it's for a charity.
Yes, very much appreciated. Of course, I'm giving my services for nothing.
But you have a private income.
Maybe, but it doesn't go far. A million's just loose change these days, don't you?
No, I don't, actually.
Anyway, everything's set up for the concert.
What about publicity?
Don't want any. Georgie and I do all our charity work anonymously and just let people find out by word of mouth.
No, I meant publicity for the concert. If your basic costs are already 12 grand before you start on lighting, marquee, stewarding and so on, you're going to need a lot of bums on seats.
We don't want bums at Brixham Manor.
Sorry, professional jargon. Paying customers.
Ah, I see.
How many people can you get on the South Lawn?
Well, we had nearly 1,000 for George's 60th.
But they weren't sitting, were they?
No, do you think they'll want to sit?
So, say 500 max and add the cost of installing seating to your budget. How much were you thinking of as a ticket price?
Well, it is for a charity. Most people can afford £50, can't they?
Not in my experience. How long are you going to be away, Lady Helen?
Georgie and I have got lots of demands on us, so this time it'll only be a month.
Oh, you poor things.
Penalty of having a social conscience, I'm afraid.
Must be hell for you. So you'll be back...
Day before the concert.
You will be attending, though?
Of course. After all the hard work I've put in, I should think so. Incidentally, when you're sorting out the bouquet...
What bouquet?
The bouquet that'll be presented to me in gratitude for my organising concert.
Oh, that bouquet, of course.
Could you ensure that there aren't any chrysanthemums in it, allergic to them?
You are?
No.
Your husband?
No, one of the dogs.
Right. By the way, Lady Helen, am I the only person you're handing the reins over to?
Good heavens, no. There's all the Achoo Committee. Very sweet little woman called Ginny you need to liaise with.
Does she have experience of event management?
Not as such, but apparently she was a tower of strength organising the Association of Wives East of Onyx competition.
Oh, don't mind Jeremiah. He's pretending he's due for a feed. But who's just had one, has it too? And who's just trying it on me, Mummy, isn't too? Just chuck your coats over the table.
Right.
Do sit down.
Thank you, Ginny. As I said, I'm Rosie Burns, and this is Kate, also Burns.
Good morning.
Hi.
And we come to talk about the event.
Which event's that? Sorry, I'm a bit doolally at the moment. It's the breastfeeding.
The firework concert?
Which Lady Helen Tewkesley set up.
Oh, with you. Quite, yeah, of course. Yes, she did say something about it, yes. She is charming, Lady Helen, isn't she?
Well,
I mean, no side to her. I mean, she talks to us all just as if we were normal people.
You are normal people.
Yes, but she talks as if she was a normal person.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, no, Gemma. Who's not going to get around Mummy that way? No, you're not. No, you're not. No,
yeah.
No.
Anyway, we wanted to come and check with you how far preparations for the concert had advanced.
Well, Lady Helen said most of it was in hand. The band's booked, the fireworks are booked, and we've even got the date fixed.
Well, that'll help enormously.
Then, of course, we get Brinks and Manor for free. Lady Helen's so generous, isn't she?
She's a saint. She didn't mention anything about seating, did she?
No.
Box office facilities?
No.
Publicity?
Ah, now, I've done out a poster. Tarquin, he's my husband.
He would be.
He's got this whizzy new computer and I worked something out on it. Here's the poster. I've used a different typeface for every line.
So I see.
Just one thing.
Yeah?
That date you were so proud of having fixed.
Yes?
It doesn't actually seem to be on the poster at all.
Well, obviously. Oops. As I say, is the breastfeeding.
I'm afraid, attractive though this poster is, we are...
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I am sorry. Was that your coat?
It still is my coat.
Oh, look, I'm sure it'll wash out. Oh, Jeremiah, Uma should do that. Naughty, naughty. But even so, Mummy can't help being a teensy-weensy bit proud of all. Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
Well, he's showing off his new trick.
And what's that?
Projectile vomiting.
God, if there's one thing I hate in this world, it's goodwill.
Morning, Scrooge.
Yes, where's all your love for your fellow man?
It's not my fellow man who's proving a problem. I love my fellow man.
You really?
Yes, come here, fellow man. I adore you and will smother you with kisses. No, I'm being driven to distraction by my fellow woman, particularly because that fellow woman is a volunteer.
The world couldn't function without volunteers.
Now, I know that, Jo.
Society owes them a great debt.
I've never noticed you doing any voluntary work, Tess.
No, but we all pay our debts to society in different ways, and I'm married to Kevin.
Yes, all right.
I take it all this fury has something to do with your firework concert. What's the problem?
The people running it are all amateurs.
Everyone starts off as an amateur.
Yes, but they normally learn some skills before they take on important jobs.
Not always. You wait for the next cabinet reshuffle.
Anyway, this Earth Mother Ginny, who is supposedly organising the firework fiasco, hasn't even applied for a public entertainment licence yet. That's before you start thinking about fire regulations.
And lose.
And lose, yes.
Health and safety executive. If you haven't got enough lose at an event, then nobody can go.
Well, the publicity is all over the place. Kate's going through the poster with Ginny at the moment, trying to explain what information it should have on it.
Is Kate doing the publicity, then?
Helping. She did some stuff while you were in New York, and it seemed to work out rather well.
Oh.
She hasn't taken your job, Jo.
No. I'll get it.
Hello, in any event.
Anyway, we need everyone working on the publicity to make a worthwhile amount for the Afghanistani women. We'll want at least 500 people paying £50 a ticket.
That's impossible.
Well, Lady Helen does know a lot of very rich people. She's going to activate her network.
Have they got a box office organised?
Oh, one good bit of news, yes. I was introduced to a woman called Vicky, who used to work in publishing and now runs the local book circle. She actually seems to be a steady pair of hands, thank God.
Okay, goodbye. That was someone called Vicky.
Oh, talk of the devil. She's my box office, yes?
No.
What?
She's afraid she hasn't got time to do the box office at the moment. Her book circle has just chosen their next book. It's War and Peace.
Don't believe it.
But she says she could do it in 2 months' time.
Look, this event is less than 4 weeks away.
Yes. She wondered if you could change the date.
Oh!
So, the important question with any kind of poster is, what's the first thing your potential audience sees?
Well, with my poster, they look...
With your poster, they see that you haven't used your husband's computer before.
Oh.
So, Ginny, what's the unique selling point that'll make people shell out 50 quid and come to Brinks and Manor?
Achoo. The good cause it's all in aid of.
No, they don't give a damn about the good cause. They need to be attracted to the event, and then when they see it's for charity, they get a warm glow inside and feel better about parting with their money.
You're rather cynical, Kate, aren't you?
Yes. And you must have been cynical in your time too.
Maybe, but not since I've had Jeremiah. I mean, when you look at that innocent, beautiful little face, what could make you cynical about anything?
The knowledge that he's going to grow up?
Do you have children, Kate?
Yes, a daughter.
Oh. Well, so wasn't her arrival the best thing that ever happened in your life?
No, it nearly ruined it.
Oh. Oh, no, who's got to wait for who's been like a good baby, hasn't you? Oh, yes, you have. Yeah, no. Yeah, so, what do you think should be the first thing people see on my poster? Music and fireworks.
Wrong way round. Your audience might recognise a Roman candle, but I'll bet few of them can tell the difference between Strauss or Elgar.
I see. So, fireworks in big letters, then.
Exactly. Remember, people never read everything on a poster, so hit them hard with your main message. For the rest of the text, as few words as possible, but make sure all the relevant information is there.
Yes.
Like the date.
Yes. Right. Now, bear in mind everything you've said and go straight back to Tarquin's computer.
No, that's the other thing. Something done at home always looks like something that's been done at home. Get it professionally printed.
Yes, but the cost.
It'll be worth it, believe me. Do you want me to organise the printing?
Oh, no, I'll do it. I promised Lady Helen I'd sort out the poster, so I will.
Okay.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't keep Jeremiah waiting any longer. Would you like to stay and watch while I feed him?
No.
Hello?
Is that Lady Helen?
Yeah.
It's Rosie Burns.
Who?
From the company that's running your fireworks concert at Brinksom Manor.
Why the hell are you ringing me here? I can't leave Georgie alone by the pool with the girls for long. He's at a funny age.
I wanted to tell you that with the event only 10 days away, I'm afraid the tickets are selling very badly. Only just over 100 gone. So I was wondering if you could activate your network.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you said you had a lot of rich friends.
Yeah.
Whom you could ring round and persuade to come to the fireworks concert.
Yes, but for heaven's sake, I can't do that now.
Why not?
I'm on holiday.
But Lady Helen...
No, I must go before Georgie gets himself arrested. See you at the concert. Goodbye.
Oh.
Not at her most helpful.
You could say that, Joe, yes.
Radio Brighton does its future events roundup now. Be worth listening, see if they mention the fireworks concert.
By all means.
And ferret racing at West Durrington. Then, next Friday at Brinksom Manor...
Here we go.
There's what sounds to be a very special event, one not to be missed...
Oh.
There'll be fireworks, music, your favourites from the classics, and even better, it's all in a good cause.
Excellent.
And that cause is... Save the Afghans. So, if you've got one of those lovable mutts, or if you just love those floppy-eared old darlings, you'd better be at Brinksom Manor on Friday week. The day after that, lovers of line dancing will be able to strut their fringy stuff.
Aren't you going to say anything, Rosie?
Not while you're in the room, Joe, no.
Hello, in any event. Yes, we are the company organising the firework concert at Brinkson Manor. Oh, you'd like to buy some tickets for the event?
Hello, in any event.
How many would you like?
Brinkson Manor?
Four.
No, the concert isn't sold out yet. Well, the tickets are priced at £50. And, Bob, I'd be grateful if you could keep an eye on the other stewards. Oh, and remember, the seating's unreserved.
I wish I was.
Could you tell the stewards to be extra vigilant during the fireworks? Don't want to be responsible for any heart attacks.
Well, aren't there fireworks throughout the evening?
Good Lord, no. Only for the last number, 1812 Overture. You don't get many fireworks for £5,000 these days. Now, let's think. Anything else? Tess, the loos.
It's all right. I just went.
No, I meant, have they been checked?
Ginny and her volunteers were doing that.
Oh, dear. There'll be someone breastfeeding in every cubicle. Now, the other thing...
Hello? Hello?
Joe, down at the entrance. Hello, love. How's it going?
Gates just being opened. Public about to be let in.
Joe, what on earth's that?
They brought all their Afghans with them.
Come on, let's go and hide in the box office.
Very well.
Oh, that's better. Relieved to get away from that lot.
All that yapping and whining.
Wretched Afghans.
I wasn't talking about the dogs.
I know what you mean. Oh, thanks for all you've done this evening, Bob.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to do things for you, Rosie.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yes, Rosie, there's something I've been wanting to say to you for a long time.
Oh, yes?
It's something that's very important to me, and I...
Hello, Rosie?
Yes, hello, Kate. Problems?
Some of the band are drunk.
The brass section.
How did you know?
Always is. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Why not?
Because the audience are even drunker.
Okay, see ya.
Sorry, Bob. You were saying something...
Yes, yeah, Rosie, as I said, it's something I've been meaning to say for a long time.
Rosie?
Hello, Joe.
Do I really have to present this bouquet to that toffee-nosed old trout, Lady Helen?
I'm afraid you do.
But she's an arrogant, hideous, leather-faced battle-axe.
Not only do you have to present the bouquet, you also have to think of some appropriate words when you do so.
As you gather, I've been practicing.
Sorry about the interruption, Bob. What was it?
I know I seem to be quiet on the outside, even boring.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Why not? Everybody else does. But the fact is, deep within me, there beats a heart.
Oh, no! What on earth happened? The fireworks have set the dogs off. Sorry, I'll have to go and sort it out.
Oh, damn it!
And I'd like to thank you all for giving so generously to our Afghan cause.
Oh, very neatly sidestepped, Ginny.
Very neat.
But the person I'd like to thank most of all, whose idea the whole thing was, and without whose hard work this event would not have happened...
Like hell.
...is Lady Tukley, or, as she likes to be informally known by all and sundry, Lady Helen.
Why have the dogs started up again? There are no more fireworks. What set them off?
I think it could be Lady Helen's dress.
Of course, the other explanation is recognition. The dogs look at Lady Helen and, well, it takes one to know one.
You've got quite a sharp side, Bob. There are hidden depths to you, aren't there? All kinds of seething passions nobody knows about.
Yes, Rosie, yes.
Thank you so much. And what's the matter, Jenny?
Sorry, it's Jeremiah. He's due for his feed. I'm leaking.
Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, oh, and Georgie, May I say how gratifying it is for me to see the way all my hard work has paid off?
I don't know why I bother.
And what a splendid evening I organized.
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
I'm not giving.
There was something you said you wanted to say to me.
I really think I do need.
Don't worry, he'll keep.
So, what's the grand total?
There were 481 bums on seats.
Each bum paying £50.
Which makes £24,050.
Not bad.
Take off £5,000 for the band, £5,000 for the fireworks.
£14,050.
But we've just had the invoice for the installation of the seating, £2,500.
£11,550.
And one for setting up and operating the lighting, £3,000.
£8,550.
That's still a reasonable sum to send to Afghanistan.
Except the band were too far from base to go back there, so we have to pay their overnight expenses. 51 times £50, £2,550.
6,000. Hooray!
What are you hooraying about?
We got rid of the odd 50.
What?
From the sum. Sorry. Accountants don't have many pleasures.
Then the security company who patrolled Brinks and Manor for the week before the event charged £2,000.
£4,000.
And Lord Tookley had to pay his gardeners extra to tidy up the south lawn afterwards.
What? How much did he charge?
£1,802.
You can see how the moneyed classes stay moneyed, can't you? So where are we, Bob?
£2,198.
Well, I suppose that's better than nothing.
Except there's one expense that hasn't yet been included.
What?
The In Any Event bill. Our bill. £2,000.
Ah, so if that were paid...
No if. When that's paid.
The fireworks concert would have raised the grand total of £198.
Yes.
£1 less than the Association of Wives raised last year with their auction of promises.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't charge them.
Well, that's rather the view I was coming round to, Joe.
But you can't do that.
You certainly can't. In any event, as a professional company, we were employed on a professional basis. We should be paid as professionals.
But when it's in a good cause...
It doesn't make a blind bit of difference. The only good cause that counts for a small business is survival.
So you think we should send the invoice?
Certainly.
No question. The fact that the event was overambitious isn't our fault.
No, but it still seems... Tess?
You've got to do it. Yes, I'm afraid so, Rosie. Send the invoice.
All right, then. That's what we'll do. Incidentally, Kate...
Yeah?
Just then, when you were talking about In Any Event, I noticed you said, we.
Did I slip of the tongue? I'm not staying.
Right. That's my girl.
Smelling of Roses starred Brunella Scales as Rosie, Arabella Weir as Kate, Rebecca Callard as Jo, Duncan Preston as Bob, and Annette Badland as Tess, with Celia Imrie as Lady Helen and Joanna Munro as Ginny. Smelling of Roses was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.